Maybe people don't notice the weather. I think if I were in Moscow, I wouldn't pay any attention to the weather.
The other day I was reading the diary of a French minister written in prison. The minister was condemned for taking bribes in the Panama scandal. With enthusiasm and joy, he describes the birds he sees from his prison window. Birds he never noticed when he was a minister. Now he's free, he doesn't notice birds, just as before. You won't notice Moscow when you're living there. Happiness doesn't exist, we can never have it, we can only dream of it.
Tusenbach takes a box from the table.
Where are all the sweets?
Sillioni ate them.
All? All of them?
Anfisa hands Vershinin a letter.
Here's a letter for you, dearie.
For me, from my daughter.
Vershinin reads the letter and rises, clearly upset.
Yes, of course. Excuse me, Marya. I must leave now, discreetly. I won't have tea. Always something awful.
What is it? Is it a secret?
My wife has poisoned herself again. I must go. I'll leave quietly. Awfully unpleasant, this.
Vershinin kisses Masha's hand.
My dear good woman, I'll leave unnoticed.
Vershinin kisses Masha's hand again and exits.
Where is he going? I just brought him tea. What kind of man leaves?
Leave it.
Masha takes her tea to the table.
Don't pry.
Why are you so upset, darling?
Never a minute's peace. I'm sick and tired of you, old woman.
Andre calls from his room.
Anfisa!
Anfisa, there he sits.
Anfisa exits to take Andre's tea to his room. Masha is standing by the table in the dining room.
Let me sit down. Taking up the entire table with your cards.
Masha messes up the cards on the table.
Drink your tea.
You are being nasty.
If I'm nasty, don't speak to me. Don't bother.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
You are 60 years old, but you're a schoolboy still, always talking nonsense.
Dear Masha, why are you saying such things? With your fascinating looks, I'm telling you, you could be charming in good society, if it weren't for the way you talk. Je vous prie, pardonnez-moi, Marie, mais vous avez de manière un peu grossière.
Give me that brandy there.
Il paraît que mon beau bec déjà ne dort pas. He's awake. He isn't well today. Excuse me, I must go to him.
Natasha exits.
Where did Alexander go?
Home. His wife. Again. Something horrible.
Tusenbach goes to Sillioni, a decanter of brandy in his hand.
You sit alone, thinking about something, but giving us no idea what you're thinking about. Let's make peace. Let's drink a brandy.
Tusenbach and Sillioni drink.
I'll have to play piano all night. Possibly all kinds of trash. Oh, well.
Why make peace? We haven't quarreled.
You make me feel as if something is bad between us. You're an odd character, you have to admit.
Sillioni misquotes from Pushkin's poem, The Gypsies.
I may be strange, but who is not? Don't be angry, Aleko.
I don't see what Aleko has to do with it.
While Sillioni and Baron Tusenbach are talking, Andre comes in quietly with a book and sits by a candle to read.
When I'm alone with someone, I'm all right, but in company, I'm depressed, uncomfortable. I say all sorts of garbage. But I'm more decent and honest than lots and lots of others, and I can prove it.
I'm often angry with you. You constantly attack me when we're in public, but for some reason I feel sympathy for you. I'm getting drunk tonight. Let's drink.
Let's!
The Baron and Sillioni drink.
I don't have anything against you, Baron, but my personality is like Lermontov's. I even look like him, people say.
Sillioni takes out his small perfume bottle and sprinkles scent on his hands.
I have resigned my commission. Basta! For 5 years I've been wanting this, and now, at last, I will work.
Don't be angry, Aleko. Forget your dreams.
I will work.
Chebutikin and Irina come downstage into the sitting room.
And they served authentic Caucasian food! Onion soup! Oh, and for the roast, chaharshma.
Charemsha isn't meat, it's a vegetable like an onion.
No, sir, angel mine, chaharshma is not an onion. It's mutton roasted in a very special sauce.
I tell you that charemsha is onion.
I tell you chaharshma is mutton.
And I tell you that charemsha is onion.
Why am I arguing with you? You've never been to the Caucasus and you've never eaten chaharshma.
I never ate it because I can't stand it. Charemsha reeks as bad as garlic.
That's enough, gentlemen, for pity's sake.
When do the carnival entertainers arrive?
They promised to be here at 9, so any minute now.
Tusenbach embraces Andre. They dance and sing. Chepertigan joins them.
Oh, my porch, my new porch. New porch made of maple.
lettuce grates upon my porch.
Damn it, let's drink.
The Baron kisses Andre.
Let's drink, Andreusha. Drink like good friends. I'll go with you to Moscow, to university.
Which one? In Moscow, there are two universities.
In Moscow, there is one university.
And I tell you, two.
Let there be three. The more, the merrier.
There are two universities in Moscow.
There is general grumbling and hissing.
There are two universities in Moscow, the old one and the new one. And if my talking annoys you, I can stop. I can even go into a different room.
Salioni exits. Tusenbach laughs.
Bravo, bravo. Funny fellow, that Salioni. Ladies and gentlemen, come now. I will play.
The Baron sits at the piano and plays a waltz. Masha dances alone.
The Baron is drunk. Baron is drunk. Baron is drunk.
Natasha enters.
Ivan Romanovich?
Natasha whispers to Ivan Romanovich Cheputikin, then slips out. Cheputikin touches Baron Tusenbach on the shoulder, whispering to him. The Baron stops playing.
What is it?
Time for us to go. Be well.
Good night. Time to go.
Excuse me. What about the carnival entertainers?
Andre is embarrassed.
There won't be any. You see, my dear, Natasha says Bobik isn't well, so I don't know anything about it, Irina. It doesn't matter to me.
Bobik isn't well.
Ah, so that's it. She's kicking us out. We might as well go. It's not Bobik who's sick, Risha. It's her. Selfish, petty vulgarian.
Andre goes back to his room. Cheputikin follows. The others are saying goodbye in the dining room.
Oh, it's a shame. I was counting on spending the evening. The baby is ill. I'll bring him a toy tomorrow.
Took a nap today after dinner. I thought I'd be up all night dancing. It's only 9 o'clock.
Let's go outside where we can talk. We'll find something to do.
We hear the good-humored laugh of Tusenbach as the party exits. Then Bobik's nanny is singing a lullaby somewhere off stage, while Anfisa and a maid clear the table and put out the lights.